It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It is the WIA National News for week commencing March 2, 2025. And this week, Phil Waite, VK2ASD for the WIA Education Committee, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH with news on VHF-UHF Field Day 2023, Alec, VK2MV and Alan, VK2COD, all things YOTA, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, and Clive, VK6CSW and Radio Amateurs Old Timers Group. Now wait, there's more, much, much more, in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm editor VK4BB Graham.
Australia's ham radio news station. We are VK1WIA.
In WIA news, WIA committees vacancies. Quite a few here, so listen up. We need assistance to sort QSL cards based in VK3. Technical advisor, Echolink, IRLP and All-Star. A technical advisor for satellites, IARU Monitoring Service Subcommittee, Monitoring Systems Coordinator, Information Technology Manager, and Social Electronic Media Moderators. So, before the AGM, how about some volunteers? And speaking of AGM, with the voting closed now for the four directors' positions, next week, all going well, we'll have the results for you. Stay tuned. Now from the WIA, Phil Waite, VK2ASD.
Don't forget to check out the new education website at www.education.wia.org.au. You'll find lots of useful information about how to get an amateur radio license, lots of training resources for clubs and individuals, and how to test the EMR safety of your station. Please have a look at the new website and let us know what you think. Once again, www.education.wia.org.au.
Now, Australiana. Victorian Government awards Motorola $500 million comms contract. The Victorian Government has awarded Motorola Solutions a fresh 10-year $500 million contract to maintain and enhance the metropolitan mobile radio network used by the state's emergency services agencies. The contract with the state's Department of Justice and Community Safety will extend operation of the land mobile radio network through to 2035. Motorola Solutions originally designed and deployed the network for the state government back in 2005. As part of the contract, the Marine Search and Rescue Department will be brought on board the network for the first time. Existing users include Victoria Police, Ambulance Victoria, Fire Rescue Victoria, Victoria State Emergency Service, and Life Saving Victoria.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Leading this week's international news, World Amateur Radio Day, 2025, April 18th. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. This year is therefore a special 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Since 1925, the IARU has grown to include 160 member societies in three regions across the world. On the 21st of January 2025, voting was completed concerning the admission of the Libyan Communications Amateur Society to IARU membership, our newest member. IARU has set a theme of entering the next century of amateur radio communications and innovation for the day, and amateur radio operators across the world will take to the airwaves in celebration. Despite continuing challenges nationally and across the world during 2024, the amateur radio community, particularly in the UK, stayed strong and the RSGB supported it. The RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, Mike 1 Alpha Charlie Bravo, wrote his annual feature called A Year in Numbers for the March RADCOM and shared some great things to celebrate, in which RSGB HQ staff often led the way. You can see the highlights in a brief video on the RSGB YouTube channel. The April RADCOM will show in detail the work of the committees and other specialist volunteers. Be nice and share your toys. Spectrum sharing. The concept is nothing new for radio amateurs, but now in the UK, the regulator is proposing that for the first time, spectrum sharing should be done between two different technologies. With traffic increasing for the usage of both Wi-Fi and mobile services, Ofcom is exploring ways for both technologies to share the upper part of the 6 GHz band, frequencies between 6.425 and 7.125 GHz. The regulator is hoping that its implementation will benefit mobile networks, especially in crowded areas, and at the same time provide support for advanced Wi-Fi services. The proposed sharing would require both services to explore ways of integrating shared usage, perhaps by developing a sensing capability which one could detect the other's presence on a frequency. In a statement, Ofcom said the change would provide a basis for the future, eventually supporting virtual and augmented reality as well as AI. Himachal Pradesh is a state in the northern part of India, situated in the Western Himalayas, and their government is set to enhance its disaster preparedness by installing Doppler weather radar systems in Kunawa and Lahaul Spiti, and expanding ham radio training for emergency response personnel. The decision was taken during a meeting of the State Executive Committee of the Disaster Management Authority. The meeting also discussed the use of ham radio communication in disaster management. Officials informed that 88 personnel in the state have already undergone ham radio training, with examinations being conducted to assess their proficiency. Given the challenging terrain and frequent network disruptions in Himachal's remote areas, it was decided to extend ham radio training to firefighting and state disaster response force personnel. This step aims to establish a robust emergency communication network to ensure uninterrupted coordination during disasters. Houston police are investigating an act of vandalism that damaged the transmitter and tower lights of Spanish broadcasting system Spanish Regional Mexican La Ley 92.1 KROI just before the scheduled debut of the station's new morning show hosted by local radio and TV veteran Raul Brindis. KROI management suspects the tower vandalism, where dozens of wires were cut, a fence was clipped, and shielding was smashed, was an act of sabotage. It looks very intentional, Brindis told Fox 26 KRIV-TV. I can understand some people stealing copper, that's very normal. It's expensive, but this was different. Still with radio broadcasting, November 5 Alpha Sierra Hotel, Tim Skeeter Nash Goodrich, exits Saga Communications Country 104.9 The Fox, KDXY Jonesboro, Arkansas, where he served as program director and afternoon host since January 2024. It was Skeeter's second run with KDXY. He previously had hosted afternoons for the station from 2003 to 2012. So, does that name sound familiar? It should. He's also heard regularly on Amateur Radio Newsline. The National Association of Broadcasters has named Paul Schulens as recipient of the NAB Radio Engineering Achievement Award. Paul has worked as radio chief engineer for 45 years. Currently, he is co-owner of Over the Air RF Consulting LLC, a radio and TV broadcast consulting firm. His pioneering work in the use of drone technology for infrared measurements has improved performance and reduced costs for broadcasters. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. VHF UHF Field Day.
This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, manager of the VHF UHF Field Days. Since my last report on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago, things have moved along rapidly. The VKCL log conversion program has borne fruit, and it's not the rough end of a pineapple, I have to say. Results for the 2023 summer, winter and spring field days have been posted to the VHF UHF Field Days page on the WIA website. I have to thank Peter Forbes, VK3QI, for completing the log conversions, aided and abetted by his duo of programmers who have pulled off a remarkable feat. Peter has completed basic reviews of the logs and compiled short-form tables of final scores in each category and subcategory, rather than complete tables of band-by-band results as was the practice previously. I have crafted these into readable tables in PDF format, which you can download from the website. Results for the three 2024 events will follow shortly. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Now, ContestWise 2025. The bands are alive with the sound of contests. This weekend is both the SARL YL QSO Party and the ARRL International DX Phone Contest. March 8 and 9, Commonwealth Contest. The Commonwealth Contest is one of the longest-running contests in the HF contesting world. It promotes contacts between stations in the Commonwealth countries and territories. Check out rule changes for 2025, which include England, Guernsey, Isle of Man, Jersey, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales, now count as separate Commonwealth call areas. Also, Commonwealth Contest operation above 14060 kHz has been clarified, although no word from WIA as to maybe running one or more headquarter stations. Entrants must use their best endeavours to operate with a call sign that unambiguously represents the Commonwealth call areas from which they are operating. This may be, for example, by adding a suffix to their call if the prefix is in an area where they are not operating. In the event this is not possible, they must provide the correct Commonwealth call area to the soapbox in their log. YOTA Contest 2025, organised by the IAAU R1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society. The aim of the YOTA Contest is to increase We Youngsters' activity on the air, strengthen the reputation of the YOTA program, and demonstrate support for youngsters across the world. The first session of this year's three YOTA contests will be held March 9. The IAAU 100th Anniversary Centennial QSO Party. The IAAU CQP will be held for 9 days, beginning Saturday 12 April and ending Sunday 20 April. This event will celebrate 100 years of the IAAU. Harry Angel Memorial 80-Minute Sprint, Saturday, May 3. VK Shires Contest, 7th and 8th June. DX Window to the World. Joel, W5ZN, Secretary, International Amateur Radio Union, advises the Singapore Amateur Transmitting Society, SARTS, has closed its 9V QSL Bureau, effective February 14, 2025, and is no longer accepting cards. Our IAAU celebrates its centenary this year, 2025. Since its founding in Paris, France, IAAU has worked tirelessly to promote innovation in amateur radio and to encourage the growth of this service in communities throughout the world. VI100 IAAU is a special event call sign transmitting from VK3 to help celebrate the IAAU centennial. QSL via M0OXO. A team of operators from DARC is active until the 27th of April, using special call sign DA0IAAU. The station is operating to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the IAAU. A9100IAAU is a special call sign for the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Look for activity for 5 days each month, which days don't ask me, HI, during 2025. QSL by EC6DX. Celebrating the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union, the local divisions of the Belgian IAAU Society will activate 28 special event stations between 15 March and 15 May. In addition, members of the UBA Board and HF Committee will be active as OQ0IAAU and OR0IAAU. A series of certificates will be available. See uba.be/en/news/UBA-IAAU-100-event for the details. This year, the SARL is on the air with special event call sign ZS100SARL, as the Society celebrates their centenary of organised amateur radio activity in South Africa. For WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news this week. It's Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. POTA enthusiast Silent Key. The music world and the amateur radio family have been sharing grief over the death of a beloved member of both communities. Ian Coon, KI9W, lived and thrived in the world of sound, the sound of amateur radio, which filled his life with friends and outdoor adventures, particularly POTA, and the musical sounds of American rock. Ian was an integral part of the Dave Matthews Band, the musicians who relied on his talents as a sound engineer and stage manager to bring polish to their performances, and they made him part of their family. Ian died on the 10th of February at his home in Illinois. Dogs pull sleds and Michigan hams pull long shifts on air. Now, this is an adventure. Newsline have reported on how winter racing fans in Michigan's Upper Peninsula finally got what they waited 2 years for. Enough snow in the region for the return of a sled dog race that's a qualifier to the world-famous Iditarod. Hams weren't pulling sleds, but they were on the scene anyway, pulling down some big responsibilities to ensure participant safety. It's called the UP200, and it's 228-mile snow-covered path through near wilderness. Creek crossings and challenging terrain brings out sled dogs, racing fans and amateur radio operators. The races challenged the four-footed athletes, the sledders' navigational skills, and some 30 radio amateurs responsible for keeping everyone as safe and on track as they could. Radio communication was coordinated by Tom Perry, KE8TPT, and many of the hams were from the Hiawatha Amateur Radio Association. Tom told local media outlets that the success of the system drew heavily on having a robust linked repeater system in the region. This allowed everyone to hear all the other radio operators. With cell phone access not being an option, that kept everyone, including the hams, in the race. The Iditarod, a major sporting event in Alaska, will be held in Anchorage. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. Hades RFM repeater activated and designated Spain Oscar 124, SO-124. AMSAT-EA has confirmed that the FM repeater aboard the Hades R satellite has been successfully activated and is now available for amateur radio operators worldwide. The activation took place on February 19 following a series of telemetry and command tests to ensure the satellite's stability and performance. Early reports indicated that the repeater is functioning as expected, providing strong two-way FM voice communications. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lunar lander has successfully lowered its orbit, bringing it closer to the moon's surface as it prepares for a historic landing attempt today, March 2nd. The spacecraft, part of Firefly's Ghost Riders in the Sky mission, completed a 3-minute, 18-second engine burn that reduced its altitude to 120 kilometers above the lunar surface. This maneuver marked a critical phase of the mission. The mission is on track for touchdown today, March 2nd. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, Islands on the Air. Arnala Island, AS-169. The DX India Foundation is organising a de-expedition to take place from Arnala Island, AS-169, from the 29th of May to the 1st of June. This IOTA group was activated back in the good years, 2004 and 2006, but has been silent ever since. Requested call sign is AU2M. Samoa, OC-097. Dave is active as 5W0UO from Samoa, OC-097, until March the 3rd. He's a 99% CW operator. QSOs will not be uploaded to LOTW until early April. Jamaica, NA-097. Ian is active as G4SGX-6Y from Jamaica, NA-097, until the 21st of March, is operating CW only on 83 to 10 metres, hopefully also some top band action, and will take part in the RSGB Commonwealth BERU contest next weekend, the 8th and 9th of March. QSL via LOTW or via M0OXO's OQRS. Maldives AS013. Mamoru 8Q7VA from the Maldives AS013 now until the 5th of May. QSL via home call JH3VA and LOTW. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Old Timers with Clive.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's March Bulletin to go to air. Members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth are reminded that the monthly lunchtime meeting on Tuesday, March the 11th, will be at the new venue of the High Wycombe Bar and Grill, High Wycombe. Full details are on the club's website at www.raotc.org.au. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, we will offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, now Silent Key, from September 2002. The usual news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes and frequencies can be found on the RAOTC website or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. Please note that the 10-metre transmission by Mike VK8MA now starts at 0400 UTC. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the March RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the programme and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Thanks, Clive. Next up in Worldwide Special Interest Groups, military. Reticulate Micro's vast video platform achieved a breakthrough in military communications by successfully streaming video over a high-frequency radio link from Tucson to San Diego at ultra-low bandwidths of 10 kilobits per second to 100 kilobits per second. This breakthrough enables live video transmission in bandwidth-constrained and remote environments where such capabilities were previously unattainable. HF radio refers to radio waves in the frequency range of 3 to 30 megahertz. This makes it valuable for military, maritime, aviation and emergency communication, especially in remote areas where satellite or internet-based communication may be unavailable. Exercise Blue Ham will take place from the UK on the 29th and 30th of March on the 60-meter band. Stations will be active between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Blue Ham exercises provide a platform to further develop cadet radio operator skill and confidence by engaging with the amateur radio community via the Ministry of Defence 5 MHz shared band. Cadet radio operators, under supervision, will exchange radio messages with amateur radio operators in the UK and Europe. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. And today, it's a family affair with brothers Alec, VK2MV, and Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Cole. High school and sci-fi movies sparked interest in amateur radio. Steve Schickel was a young high school student in the late 80s and was introduced to amateur radio through his electronics classes. He also spent time working at a local Radio Shack, watching science fiction movies at a nearby theater in his hometown of Pensacola, Florida. Amateur radio's next biggest influence on Steve came in 1997 on opening night of the movie Contact. This is a movie about a scientist who finds evidence of extraterrestrial life and is chosen to make first contact. Steve remembered the entire theater erupted when in the opening scene the amateur radio operator K4WLD responded to a call from W9GFO and stated his location was Pensacola. Steve said, "It sounded like the home team had scored in overtime to win the game. It was so loud." Fast forward to 11th of November 2024. Steve passed his technician license exam and was assigned KQ4YXP. Then he passed his general license exam and on November 29th changed his call sign to KQ4ZDR and then again to KZ4OW. After a month of study, he passed his extra license exam. So VKers, what's your story? Drop me a note here at Yoda and we'll look at telling you your ham story in AR Magazine and here on the air in WIA National News. Now on to Alan, VK2COD.
The 26th European Ham Radio School Stations Day will take place on Monday the 5th of May from 0700 to 1700 UTC. This is an activity day, not a contest. So the focus is for personal radio contacts and QSO partners to take their time for a short exchange to give the Yodas some radio experience. The organizers look forward to seeing many schools, universities, and training centers on the air again. For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan and Alec. Next up, Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. In 2024, NASA's search and rescue technologies contributed to saving 407 lives in the US, including 314 at sea, 41 in aviation incidents, and 52 through personal locator beacons. These efforts are part of the International COSPAS SARSAT satellite-aided search and rescue system, which has helped save over 50,000 lives worldwide since 1982. Using GPS satellites, emergency beacons transmit distress signals to the COSPAS SARSAT network, enabling first responders to locate and rescue those in need. NASA Search and Rescue Office has been involved in rescue operations since 1979 and continues to enhance beacon technology for both Earth-based and space missions. The Advanced Next Generation Emergency Locator, Angel Beacon, is being developed to support crew recovery efforts, including for Artemis missions returning from deep space. NASA collaborates with NOAA, the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Air Force, and other agencies to ensure rapid response and rescue operations across land, sea, and air. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Video. SSTV from the FRAM-2 Ham ISS simulation event was a success, bringing together amateur radio enthusiasts and educators from around the world. Over 5 days, participants engaged in a simulated transmission from the ISS service module radio to mirror real-world conditions aboard a Dragon spacecraft, which will be used for the upcoming FRAM-2 mission. This provided valuable practice for the FRAM-2 ham competition. The event was organized and run by amateur radio on the ISS. The ham radio community followed the request to withhold image postings until the official reveal date of February 20th. By the end of the event, close on 2,000 images had been submitted, with nearly half coming from students and educators, highlighting the educational impact of the initiative. The FRAM-2 mission will be the first human spaceflight in polar orbit, flying over both North and South Poles. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
It's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. And just as not everybody listens to this news, not everybody reads the socials. So when you've got an event planned, hit every possible way of getting your event noticed by We Radio Amateurs. So coming up in VK7, Meet the Voice social outing, Ross Caravan Park, March 23. And in VK4, Redcliffe and District's Radio Club, Redfest 25.
Redfest 2025, Adventures on HF, update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 25 Adventures on HF will be held on the 12th of April 2025. Gates open at 9 a.m. Our new venue will be the Deception Bay North State School, Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. We'll raffle a very nice ICOM IC7300. Tickets $5. Buy as many tickets as you want. Bye for now in 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au/redfest.
Thanks, Robert. Finally, WIA AGM May 3-4. That, of course, is in Bendigo. So now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.